1 Corinthians 13. How are you? We're talking about God's love, not natural human love. Natural human love is different. God's love is supernatural. It doesn't depend upon how you feel. It's not selective. It's for all and every and any. It's not reciprocal. Anything that's reciprocal is in kind. You love me, I love you. Now, they do these wow surveys. You know, I have fact-oriented people in my family. Trivia masters. So this is questions they ask little kids. This is natural human love because I want you to get it in your heart, the difference. We're not talking about natural human love. We're going out in supernatural love, God's love, love of decision, love of will, love, and this is what God wants me to do. This is what I'm doing. So they ask, these are little bitty kids, why do two particular people fall in love? And Andrew says, well, one has freckles, so he finds somebody else with freckles. And then they ask, what is the role of handsomeness or beauty in love? And Brian, who's just 7, says, it isn't always just how you look. Look at me, I'm handsome, and I haven't got anybody to marry me yet. And then they ask a group of kids why lovers hold hands. He said, I think they want to make sure their rings don't fall off. Natural human love, love of emotion, love that depends upon feeling. There's nothing wrong with a feeling, but it's not superior to God's love. How can you make a person fall in love? And Dale says, I think if you owned a whole bunch of candy stores. And Bart says, he has a different idea. He says, I think you take them out to eat and make sure they like what they eat. French fries works for me. How can you tell if two people eating at a restaurant are in love? And Bobby says, I think that's when the man picks up the check. Just natural human love. Sandra said, I think you check if he has lipstick on his face. And Christine has a wonderful idea. I think you wait and see if they order one of those desserts that are on fire. They like to order those because it's just like their hearts. It's on fire. Isn't that sweet? She's smarter than the rest. So they asked these little kids if they would compose a love song. And Eddie's song, the first line goes, I love hamburgers and I like you. And Will, he's an honest guy, he's just 7. He says, hey baby, I don't like girls, but I'm willing to forget you are one. We're just talking about human love. Love that's selective. Love of emotion. Why was kissing invented? I love this. Gina says, I think one reason is because it makes you feel warm all over, and they didn't have electric heat in those days. Children know. How would you learn to kiss? Karen says, oh, I think you have to watch soap operas. So how can you make love last forever? Dave says, you have to be a good kisser. It makes your wife forget you forgot to take out the trash. Natural human love, not God's love, love of emotion. God's love is not emotional. It becomes emotional, but it's not led by emotion. It's a love of will, a love of decision. We find out what God is like, what God asks us to do, and we make a commitment. This is what I'm going to do. So we're in 1 Corinthians 13. We started with love suffers long. Love is the one commandment we have in the New Testament. The Old Testament has a multitude of laws, ordinances, and commandments. New Testament just has one given by Jesus in John chapter 13. He says, a new commandment I give unto you that you love one another as I have loved you. So we're going to love supernaturally. We're going to love exactly like God did. And we can do that because we have his life. We have his nature. His love is poured into us. You know, if he hadn't given us his life and nature, there's no way we could have loved like he loves. It's been totally impossible. But he's told us what to do, and he's given us the equipment with which to do it. And I like that. Now, when love is long-suffering or suffers long, love is slow to anger, slow to wrath. It's restrained. It's under control. And it's kind. When you're kind, you're gracious, you're benevolent, you're generous, you want to do something. And those two go together. You're long-suffering and kind. You hold yourself in restraint, and you're real nice while you're doing it. You know, it doesn't help if you can restrain yourself, but you're sharp-tongued. you know, you don't swing at them, but